Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Lolita Sherrell, a.k.a. Lo. Thank you once again for listening in, tuning into another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing. Appreciate you guys listening, giving your feedback, sharing that this podcast and the different interviews I do have been helpful for you. So, as always, I'm always open for suggestions and just continuous feedback, okay? Awesome. Now, I'm really excited about this show because I have a student. I have a student that actually went through my coaching program, and she closed a deal, like a package deal, and I'm really excited to talk to her about that. Her name is Sandy Sampson, and without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you guys to her and let her just come on and share some of the things that in her experiences that she's had as a real estate investor. So, Sandy, are you there?
I am, Lo.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, again, for taking the time to, you know, allow me to interview you and just share with the listeners out there about your experience as a real estate professional. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's my definite privilege. I appreciate you.
Sure, no problem. So let's go ahead and get started without, you know, any further delay. So, if you don't mind, share with everyone just a little bit about yourself and also what maybe kind of sparked your interest as to kind of diving into real estate investing.
Sure. For the last 12 years, I've been working in the telecommunications industry. At the moment, I've been with my present company, and I work as a project and program manager for a software firm in the telecommunications industry. And I, like many folks who are probably listening, started out getting interested in real estate by reading Robert Kiyosaki's books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then the four quadrant or the cash flow quadrant. And I started to develop an interest in real estate. However, I was a bit apprehensive because in my mind, when I thought of real estate, I just thought of being a realtor. And I was always very apprehensive about sales. And then I ran across your class and decided to give it a try. I'm always one for developing new skills and learning new things. And so I took your class, and the rest is history, so to speak.
Oh, that's fantastic. And just, you know, so the listeners know out there, you know, that's tuning in, we've known each other for several years, and we met through, you know, mutual friends. So you knew what I, you know, what I did, and, you know, as far as real estate investing for a while. But you finally decided to take action, and I'm so glad that you did. I really am. I remember, you know, you reached out to me. You're like, Lo, I'm ready. I'm like, oh, fantastic, because I always felt like and still believe that you're going to kill it, and you are. So I'm just excited about that, and I wanted to share that.
So, I am as well, yeah. I think I just kind of sort of sat back, and because I remember when you first started, and I wasn't at a place at the time where I was thinking about being an entrepreneur, and I just, not consciously, but in my mind, I think I was just kind of sort of sitting back and waiting to see. And so when I started to see your level of success and you know, the levels of freedom that you've been able to accomplish and doing all the wonderful things that you've been doing in your business, helping other people, that's when it's kind of like, wait a minute, okay, this might be something. So that was definitely what prompted me to come to you and let you know that I was ready.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, how inspiring. So thanks for sharing that. So, okay, let's talk about your deal. I know you had done, you know, during and after you had gone through my coaching program, you had mailed out, you know, a series of mailers, you know, direct mail marketing, and you finally got this awesome lead, and mm-hmm. I won't spoil it. I'll let you talk about, you know, this seller. You know, I want you to share how you got the lead. I want you to share, you know, how long, I guess, you had been kind of in communication with the seller when they finally decided to work with you, and, mm-hmm. and just the experience of the deal.
Yes, ma'am. So I'd sent out, this was probably my second marketing campaign. I'd sent out to out-of-state absentee owners, and I had sent it out in August of 2015, believe it or not. And it was so weird because she called me, the owner, she's a 70-year-old lady who lived in Oklahoma and had some property in the Dallas area and was looking to sell, and she said she'd gotten my card and had hung on to it. And when I talked to her in January of 2016, when she finally called me, she wasn't really ready to do anything, but we talked, and I let her know that, you know, I was, you know, more than happy to help her liquidate this property or get rid of this property when she was ready. And so a few months went by, and, you know, I always talk to you on a regular basis, and you'd always impress upon me the importance of following up. And so I followed up with her, and it had been about 6 months that I talked to her, and she was like, yeah, you know, I was looking at your card the other day, and I was going to call you. You know, I think I'm ready. And so I was able to make her an offer on the property, and she was, you know, very excited about it. And we went ahead and papered it up. I was able to complete a contract and execute a contract on the property.
I know, I was so excited. And, you know, this was during the holiday time, because remember, I was in California. I was in San Jose with family, and you
yes,
had
ma'am.
Reached out to me. And, mm-hmm. of course, I was excited and took the time to, you know, make sure that all of the questions were answered, the contract, the signing, all of that was how it needed to be.
Yes,
because I knew that this was going to be your deal. You know, this was going to be your first deal, so I was so excited for you. And
I must interject here that I'm so grateful to you, Lo, because I this was really a one of those lessons learned kind of things, because I did, you know, there were a couple of times where I tried to, you know, oh, I remember what she said in class, and I tried to do it on my own, and then I made a mistake or whatever here or there, and I say, okay, this is what I did. And you would say, calm down, it's okay, don't panic, just do this and X, Y, Z. And you always made it, you know, everything okay and got me back on the right track and talked me off the ledge when I need to be talked off the ledge. And, you know, you really did a wonderful job with leading me, you know, down the path in order to get this particular deal done, because it wasn't an easy one. You know, almost anything that could go wrong with it happen, but I'm just so grateful to you because you always had the answer, and sure enough, we got through with it. We got through it, so I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And I'm just glad that, you know, the deal got done and it closed, because like you said, it was a booger for your first deal.
Yeah.
It really was. It was, yeah. And, you know, and this is another question here. So for those of you that's listening, you know, Sandy, I want to ask you, do you think you could have done this deal by yourself without any guidance or, you know, help?
Absolutely not. because, you know, it was a situation where, you know, there were just a lot of different elements and obstacles with this particular property. You know, number one, I'm dealing with a client that's out of state. She's older, elderly, a bit persnickety, and she was very particular about how she wanted to handle things. And you kind of had to handle her with kid gloves because, you know, she just had a challenging personality, I'll say. And then there were some other items, you know, regarding how the property was set up, and it was, you know, it had been handed down, and it was, you know, she inherited from, you know, her brother and her father, and, you know, it was like all these different little nuances that were part of the deal that I definitely would not have been able to get through had I not had you there to guide me step by step. And I just felt like, I almost felt like I was getting on your nerves because I was calling, but, okay, well, what about this? I got this part. And you were just like, okay, yeah, no problem. Don't hesitate to call me. And I just felt like I had a guardian angel sitting right there on my shoulder helping me every step of the way. And so, yeah, I definitely could not have done this deal without your help.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, it was whenever you text me a call, I promise it wasn't, you didn't worry me or bother me at all. It was just, I was excited. So I was, every time you called, I anticipated it and just was hoping, you know, for continued progress. And, you know, whatever, situations came up, I just wanted to make sure I was able to help and, you know, just give you that guidance and wisdom to get it done. And it got done.
You definitely did.
Yes,
yeah, definitely.
So I think it was around about a $10,000 deal overall as far as the total assignment. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Yes, that's great. So, all right, Sandy, I appreciate your time, but I do want to leave, you know, you with this question here to answer and share with the listeners. One, how do you keep yourself motivated, you know, as far as business? I know you're still working 9-to-5, but I know you have goals and things you want to accomplish, but what's one of the things that keeps you motivated when you maybe don't feel like it, you know, on certain days?
Yeah, one of the things that keep me motivated is, yeah, the fact that I am still working 9-to-5. I want to stop that as soon as possible. So that's one of the things that motivates me. And I think about the reason why I want to become an entrepreneur. You know, I have to keep my whys at the forefront of my mind. You know, I want to be able to have a kind of freedom to go and take care of my mom and be there for my family when I want to be. I want to be able to have this kind of financial freedom to do what I want to do, how I want to do it, when I want to do it. So those, you know, I just basically keep my whys in the forefront of my mind, and that keeps me going.
Oh, that's fantastic. And last question, you know, what would you say to you know, someone that's listening today that's just been sitting on the cliff, that's been fearful, you know, for whatever reason, worried about what family's going to think or say or feel like they don't have enough money or don't think that they can, you know, get into this wonderful business of real estate investing, what's something that you would share with them that they could do?
I think my first thing that I would say to do is if you're in a situation where you're feeling that way, work on your personal development first. So expand your mind, expand yourself, work on your personal development so that you can become the kind of person that can take the step or steps that are required to be successful in this business. And the first step would be to visit takeactionlow.com and take a look. She's got,
thank you.
You know, she offers a whole lot of information for you. Before you even take a class, you're going to learn a ton of information. And then when you become that kind of person that has the confidence to take that next step to ensure that your future is set and that you are doing the things that you want to do, then sign up for the class and do it. You really can't go wrong. She's going to, you know, first of all, she's going to do a really good job of teaching you the basics of what you need. And then once you become a student or when you make her your mentor, she's going to guide you and hold your hand the whole way. I was blown away by the level of support that she provided for me. So if you're on the fence about this thing, you know, do what you got to do to become the person to make this move because you'll never regret it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Sandy, for sharing that. And I really, really, again, appreciate your time. Everybody, again, make sure that, you know, if you're ready if you're ready to take some massive action, if you're ready for change, if you're ready to do this seriously, definitely, you know, visit the page that's been provided, the website that's been provided below this video or within the video. Again, Sandy, thank you, guys. As always, until the next episode, take action.